This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, noon hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get into an NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes from right now. Back into some tournament conversation in about 20 minutes as the tournament's about 15 minutes away from tipping off. Your live coverage of the NCAA tournament starts at 7 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll give you updates. Obviously, we'll be talking about it. It'll be in all the sports flashes and all that. But you can actually listen to the games and the coverage starting at 7 p.m. tonight. Westwood One's live coverage ongoing and currently being streamed on westwoodonesports.com. So tournament about to get underway. Always a super fun day on the sports calendar. Also, from what I hear, a very popular day on the vasectomy calendar. A lot of people get those today or yesterday
and then sit there
and watch basketball the next couple of days.
Smart. I mean, if you got to sit down and you know, just got time to kill. I sat down yesterday because I had time to kill because Samson had football after practice. And so I just wasted 4 hours of my damn life yesterday, Andy, watching Adolescence on Netflix. Okay? It started out pretty good, all right? Started out pretty good. So it's a new show on Netflix.
Oh, that's a show. Yes, got it. Okay.
It's a new show on Netflix.
I was like, all right. Okay.
Started out good.
Okay.
Middle, good.
The show's called Adolescence.
It's called Adolescence. Okay. Four part series, right? First part, good. Second, okay. Then the last two, wasted my damn time. All right, wasted my damn time. I don't want to ruin the plot or anything for anybody. But, yeah, wasted 4 hours watching Adolescence yesterday. Never again. All right, because – It's based over in England, and so they got the English accents and all that other stuff and things like that. You know how when brothers have English accents, how they throw me off.
Yeah, but anyway, it's not your favorite.
Yeah, but anyways, do not watch it. All right, you know I've tried to recommend stuff to you and Ash if y'all ain't doing it.
Okay,
do not watch Adolescence.
All right, it's off the list.
Okay, yeah, don't watch it.
Off the list.
Just waste your damn time.
I don't know how stuff gets on algorithms or off of it or whatever, but I was scrolling yesterday and just got caught in a. I was just in the, not wormhole, kind of, but just, like, it was different stuff. I just, like, everybody went to bed. I was sitting there. I kind of had the game on in the background, or the games on in the background. And I was just on Instagram scrolling reels. And then I looked up, and it was, like, 45 minutes later.
Yes.
I was like, all right, time to go to bed now. But one of the things that popped up was some podcast, like TV review show podcast.
Okay.
And they were talking about that show. I had no idea what they were talking about. So thank you for informing me. But the guy was raving about
it.
He was like, this is what TV is about.
Don't watch it.
That's why TV is so
great.
All right.
Well, yeah, don't watch
it. I'll take your word over his.
Yeah, don't watch it.
I don't even know who the hell he was.
Yeah, don't watch that.
Some guy in like a tweed sweater on or something like that.
You know what people in tweed sweaters, what they say about them, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do know.
It's an ugly-ass sweater.
Yeah, it's a nice sweater. Nice sweater, bro.
Yeah.
I do like a tweed jacket, though. Like, very, like, professorial, you know? Like, you look academic. Like, you could teach a class.
Or you could be a dumbass just trying to be smart. Look smart.
I know, but what if I look smart? So what? You don't know.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing about it is,
you don't know until I open my mouth.
Exactly. And then you get caught up in a conversation. I saw the funniest one. This girl said that she was half Haitian, and a dude started speaking Haitian, and she looked. Like, what did you say? I said, well, you just said you were half Haitian.
So not that half.
Not that half.
Not the talking half.
And that's what she said to well, I don't speak Haitian. But I'm like, get the hell out of here, man.
Yeah, not the speaking half.
Yeah, get the hell out of here, man. everybody want me half something. Damn. Let me have some.
I don't want to be half anything.
I got when you rule out when somebody says, "Well, yeah, well, my dad is black, my mom is black, but she has Indian, Japanese, and a little bit of Greek in her." So what do you identify as?
Yeah, I know. Everybody got these 23andMe results.
Yeah.
And now they just pick the ones they like.
And they pick the ones they like. Yeah.
That's what I did.
I didn't
know how Norwegian I was until all that stuff happened.
How Norwegian are you?
Like 25% or less. Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
It's all the different whitest European countries.
Right.
Like Germany.
Right.
Norway, Sweden, whatever.
Yeah.
Ireland, you know. Yeah. The ones, you know, that we're keeping the sunscreen industry going.
Oh, right, right.
But I'm like, I don't know. I like the Norwegians the best.
I ain't that answer.
So I leaned into it.
There you go.
I don't know.
I'm 100% black.
I didn't start talking about being Norwegian until like 5 years ago.
I know, but this,
I didn't even know
about it.
But
it sounds good, though.
And then my dad sometimes is like, hey, you know, you're more German. Like, he's like a little
hater.
Mad.
Hater.
He's like a little mad about it because he spent time in Germany.
Right.
No one's ever been to Norway. My mom's going this summer, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's going to Norway and Sweden this summer.
Nice.
So that I can rep it even harder. She'll bring me back some stuff.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
She going solo?
No.
Oh. I was like, Mom, no, she be going.
Cousins.
Cousins are going.
It's a little bit of a family drama. But that's weekend. Yeah. Yeah, it's for another time.
Yeah.
Another time. Cousins. My mom and some cousins.
Okay.
Anyway, let's get to an NFL.
Like a trip.
Let's get to an NFL no huddle.
Now let's go. Set.
All right, so there is actually some news in the NFL outside of just the free agency stuff. Now, Danielle Hunter did get a one-year extension with the Texans.
Nice.
Which is great.
Good for him.
He's been a great player. He went down there and had a really nice first year, and obviously they extended him. There's some rumors about other guys. Deebo Samuels is reworking his contract. But the news is more about these rule proposals for 2025. That these teams are making. Now, again, no one's surprised at the tush-push thing. The Packers are proposing to ban the tush-push. I wouldn't be surprised if they get the support on this one. It seems like all the other teams are into banning it. Is that the one that you think is soft?
Yeah, I do. And the reason I think it's soft because they're the only team that does it successful. Since, again, if everybody would do it, then it will be fine. But we've seen teams try it,
right?
And it don't work.
Right, exactly. Which
it
means
don't work.
Which means that it's not cheating.
No.
It means that it's just really hard to do.
Yeah.
They just happen to have the right personnel to do
exactly.
it. Exactly. My thing is that if you think it's an unfair advantage or whatever, then you should do it too.
Yeah.
Then you go in there
Why not?
And do it too.
Why not?
But we do know, and we have it on record, that our guy here in Atlanta wants it banned.
Yeah.
Like Raheem wants it done.
All defense coaches want it done.
What they're trying to do is they're trying to argue that, well, it's not safe.
But the thing about it is, what is the when the NFL when the NFL changes rules about player safety, they use data to do that.
Right.
Ain't no data on this.
I know.
Ain't no data
on
it.
I know.
Whatever.
So, but they also know that that's the right route to take to get something changed.
Yeah.
If you're going to get something that you don't like changed, going the player safety route is the right way to go. The other one that's getting a lot of talk is the Lions have proposed a rule that would allow wild card teams to be seeded higher than division winners if they have a better record.
I don't like that.
How come?
Because, and that's, you know.
It's not saying don't let the division winners in the playoffs.
I know, but I don't like that. Because it sounds like you're whining because you can't win a division.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about to me.
It coming from the Lions definitely does give it that.
It sounds real whiny to me.
Yes.
Now, I understand the gripe with having the NFC South team being the number four seed.
That's why.
Yes, I understand
that's
that.
Why I like it.
But
I like it.
It seems whiny
because
to
nothing to me, I don't know, whining is not the right word, but nothing has irritated me more covering this football team over the last handful of years
than winning the South.
Than, yeah, the lowered standard yes. of, well, let's just be better than these three teams, which, right. by the way, they still haven't been able to do.
Right.
Like, every year we go into it and we're like, well, let's be better than these guys. Then what?
Then what?
Then you're better than who? And you're not better than those guys, so then you're really not better than anybody.
Right.
But it would at least get away from that, like, all right, well, as long as we beat these guys, then we have that. Now, you'd still get into the playoffs for winning your division. You just wouldn't get a home game if you were playing a wild card team that had a better record yeah. than you. I understand where they're coming
no,
from.
No, I understand. It just seems whiny because it's them.
Here's where I think they're going to, though. Because we're about to be in an 18-game schedule eventually. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. So then one-third of your games are against your division, right? Six games against your division like now, but then you'll have 12 games outside of your division. I just wonder if, because you hear it talked about a little bit, and it's happened in college football, certainly getting rid of the divisions inside of conferences. I wonder if they're trying to do away with divisions. If they're just trying to mix it up more
and
get
I've
away
about
from
that.
Just playing the same team six times a year.
That
and all
was
that.
My initial thought, Bunk, when I saw that.
Yeah.
Was that right there. I said, they're just going to just scrap divisions all the way.
Because to me, if they do this, it feels like that's where you're headed toward. And then the playoffs are just the seven best teams instead of, you know, the six best teams and whoever's from the NFC South.
So you're saying.
Which I would kind of like.
So no AFC, NFC anymore.
Maybe you have that. Maybe okay. you have AFC, NFC. But again, why would you need that?
Yeah.
If you don't have divisions, why do you need conferences?
Because that's always that thing that they talk about, you know, kind of in college football, because you don't play everybody.
Right.
Everybody don't play each other.
Right.
You know, and so, I mean.
I don't know. To me, it didn't seem broken. Like, it was a little silly that a team could go, like, 7-9 back in the day
right.
and get a home playoff
yes.
game. But it doesn't happen very
no,
often.
It does not.
It really doesn't happen very often.
Hold on. What did Carolina win a division at that one year? Was it 8-7-1?
I know the Seahawks won it 7-9.
I remember that. And then they beat the
Got the Saints at home,
they
and then, the Marshawn game.
But when didn't the – oh, God. What, I think didn't
the Panthers
didn't
had
the
a
Panthers
tie.
Win or something like this?
8-7-1
win this division, and they
yeah.
had got to play Arizona at home with a backup quarterback
and
beat Arizona.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, again, like, the NFL system in and of itself, like, you can tweak certain things, but, like, NFL seems like it's doing fine.
It is.
You know?
It is.
I don't need to – you don't have to fix everything
Wah.
All the time. You just enjoy the ride. Lions are trying to also get rid of a rule that would make defensive holding and illegal contact an automatic first down.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
Well, you know I'm always biased against for the offense anyways. But I saw something this morning, and let me pull it up real quick, because it said – I saw somebody talking about this thing, and it said that the Lions they have led the league with this exact penalty since 2023.
So, wah, again.
Yeah. Wah.
So they're crying about the two things they can't deal with.
Yeah. Wah.
And then the Eagles are proposing a rule that would implement the playoff overtime rules during the regular season.
Why not?
Which, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
I don't like the idea of having different rules for playoffs versus regular
I
season
agree.
Anyway. If you're going to go all the way there, which is what, both teams get the ball
yes.
either
unless,
way,
unless, first
unless
team
the other team scores a touchdown. Yeah, just –
But I like the fact that if a team scores a touchdown, the other team still gets the opportunity. That's how I want it. Mm-hmm. That's how I want it. But it always comes back, we'll stop them. You know, we'll stop them or something like that. I'm so glad they got rid of the field goal to
yes,
win a game
absolutely.
Or something like that.
But it's so convoluted now. I got confused last year when the Falcons won that overtime game against the Bucs when they scored that touchdown. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize they had won. I thought the Bucs were about to get the ball back.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, right, it's not the playoffs. It's only in the regular season where – so. They changed it, and then they changed it again, and then in the playoffs it's like this, but in the regular season it's like
just
that.
Just make it one way.
Just make it one
just
way.
Just make it one
it's
damn way.
It's too confusing for people
yes,
like me.
Make
All
it
right.
one damn way.
We'll come back. We'll get back into some NCAA tournament conversation as the tournament is just about to tip off. Game one between
oh.
what?
No, I'm trying to find the TV. There's so many damn TVs in here. Where is it at?
Game one between Creighton and Louisville is about to get underway in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll come back and talk some tournament with you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, and the NCAA Tournament 2025 is officially underway. Creighton and Louisville have tipped off in Lexington, Kentucky. High Point and Purdue coming up in just about 20 minutes. Montana, Wisconsin, and all the rest. We'll keep you updated right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Like we said, you're home for Westwood 1. If you want to listen to the games live,
yes.
Live coverage will start at 7 p.m. tonight. But we got all the TVs set up here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, so we're going to be watching all the games.
Yeah, and we're rented to go, Andy. I mean, but I was laughing because we mentioned yet the Boston Celtics sold.
Right.
I was reading last week, yeah. Andy, that that they were talking about that might be what was holding up maybe expansion, was trying to get this sale done.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, they were trying to get this sale done. And so the group has been sold. Boston for $6.1
billion. Billion.
Off of a $250 investment.
That's
23
right.
years ago.
That's right.
Hell yeah.
That's pretty good return.
Hell yeah.
Pretty good return. I don't know.
And they ain't got to pay Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown no more.
Yeah. No, yeah. You just get the money and then yeah. you go yes. do whatever you want
yes.
for the rest of your life.
Yes.
I don't know if they have those sort of like the sort of fund set up at Vanguard or anything like that.
Right.
I was looking at my 401k the other day. There wasn't a drop-down menu for invest in a franchise.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
That'd be cool.
But yeah, I don't know.
Well, putting something towards it.
Yeah, right. Can I just put some of my what I take back on my 401k, maybe what I'm kicking towards my IRA, can I put that towards the Hawks
yeah.
or something like
yeah,
that?
Might as well.
So when they sell eventually, I can – yeah, they don't let you buy in for $100 a month, unfortunately.
No, you can't do that.
You got to have a few more commas and zeros than that. But, yeah, but if you can go from – I think it was about a $350 million buy back in 2002 – all the way up to 6.1 now, which is not that long ago.
You won two championships during that time.
You won two championships during that time and remained one of the premier franchises in the league.
Yep.
And again, not knowing the full scope of is that the arena part of it? Is like what all goes into it? Is there like a is there a land part of it that comes along with it? Like sometimes when you buy a team, like a real estate aspect, I don't know. But it does start making you think about some of the other teams. Like the Suns sold for about $4 million
yes.
not that long ago. The Bucks sold for about $3.5 million, close to $4 million not that long ago. I mean, I'm not saying Tony Ressler is going to sell the team anytime soon. But if he wanted to, he bought them for like $850 million in 2015.
Yep.
You could probably almost already make 10 times that much.
I'm talking
maybe not
about
10, sorry. Maybe about 6 times that much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty good return already.
For something that ain't his main.
Right.
You
exactly.
know, ain't the main thing.
You got other stuff going on.
Yeah.
That's just a part of the portfolio.
Yeah, it ain't even his main thing.
I do wonder what, you know, when you're one of these guys, like obviously that is part of it. Like you're buying it with the intention, I would hope, to have fun with it and try to win while you own it. But then also at some point, you know, you're going to sell it or hand it down to your family or whatever. Like, it's an asset, and it's certainly an appreciating one. I wonder if they think about, like a peak or a bubble or something like that. Because clearly right now it's this. Like, it's pointed up.
Like, looking at it from a standpoint where maybe it's time now to sell it.
I don't know if it is. I don't know.
Or should I sit on it for?
Or is it going to be?
You know how much money you have if you sit there and say, "Should I sit on this?
Should I sit on this 400% return?
Yeah, should I sit on this $350 million
investment?
Because I can.
Because I can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't need it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Because we got the other thing.
Yeah,
we got the
right.
production company. Yeah. And we got the whatever diamond mine we own. You know. So we're good. But yeah, I don't know. It's obviously a problem that I'll never have, but certainly think about it a lot when it comes to these teams and how much they're selling for. All right, Creighton and Louisville are underway.
Yes.
Louisville's got a guy who's got like a Hannibal Lecter mask on.
Yes.
We're trying to figure out why.
I had to look it up, and it says Louisville, he's a sophomore, forward named James Scott, has been wearing a unique mask since the middle of February. Scott had the misfortune of having his face slammed into Denny Crum Court during a Cardinals February 8th game win over Miami, and he but has not let it keep it. So he must have did some damage.
Yeah, I mean, you land on your face on a basketball court. I could see that maybe doing some, you know, messing up your teeth a little bit, getting your teeth rearranged.
Yeah,
but I just didn't know. He looked like one of those things you put on like a dog that bites.
Oh, man, they got a video when it happened.
Oh, okay, so you saw it.
Yeah.
So that hurts. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, that hurt right.
It's like sometimes you go to the dog park and there's that owner that doesn't really trust their dog and they got the muzzle on him.
Yes.
It looks like a muzzle is what it looks
like. Exactly what it looks like. But, yeah, he had an incident where.
Well, I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah, he ate some court.
Glad
he looked
okay.
like it, dude. But,
One of my favorite things to do when the bracket comes out or when the games start is, like, obviously we know where Louisville is.
Yes.
It's in Louisville.
Yes.
Where's Creighton?
We were just talking about it.
You guys know?
Yeah, we were just talking about it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either.
Creighton.
I didn't know until Abe told me.
Oh, he told you. Yeah, okay, so where is it? So you know.
Yeah, he told me.
Where is it?
I wasn't paying attention.
I was thinking, you kept saying he told you, and then it was like, I think if he probably was saying
it. I tried to Google it real quick.
But that's great confirmation that he wasn't listening when Abe was talking.
Yeah,
that's
great. I tried to Google it real
where
quick.
Where is it, Abe? Abe knows. Omaha. It's in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to. Yeah,
Purdue's in Indiana, right?
That is correct, Andy.
Where's High Point?
North Carolina.
There's a High Point, North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Is that where that is? Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
It is? Okay.
You want to do all the teams?
I mean, we pretty much know where everything else is, right?
Well, Montana's in Montana.
Yeah.
Wisconsin's in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Edwardsville, I assume, is in Edwardsville. Houston's in Houston. All right. Yeah, you're right. Clemson, we know where that is. Where's McNeese State?
Tennessee.
Okay.
I think.
Is that right? Well,
I think pretty right on that.
VCU's Virginia.
Oh, is it Louisville? I mean, Louisiana? Lake Charles. Okay.
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 There you go.
My bad, Bo.
Lake Charles, Louisiana.
My bad, Bo.
I didn't know that.
My bad, Bo.
That's good. That's what's fun about the tournament. Not only is it basketball, kids achieving their dreams, brackets. It's also a little bit of a geography lesson.
I was so, like, in my feelings yesterday, Bunk, because they showed a damn picture of where we were at for in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
They showed a picture.
The pool?
Yes. Today.
Oh, right, because
of the NCAA tournament?
Well, right, and we gave the Odyssey trip
man.
That was given away to a winner was two stadiums
swim
at Circa.
Dude, it looks so just beautiful.
I know Carl Dukes is out
Carl
there in Vegas,
I saw him put him up out there. That's what him and his boys always
have you ever
go
done that? Have you done Vegas for the tournament?
I have never done it.
I've never done it. I would love
I've never done it.
To do that. That seems like a real easy way to lose a lot of money really fast.
Yeah, and you know me, I don't gamble, so it would be one of the things where I would like, well, why am I going out here if I'm not gambling?
Yeah.
You know, and so, yeah, I sit in the sports book all day.
I don't gamble much, but when
faced?
I go to a sports book, especially when we start having, you know.
Yes, exactly.
Free drinks.
Yes, and I get faced.
Wander up to the sports book and make a wager or two.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever. I don't think I have. I've never gambled sober.
Interesting.
I don't think I have. I've gotten there. But, yeah, I don't think I've ever not just walked up to, like, a table dry.
Huh. That's a funny list.
Yeah.
What's the list of things that you've never done sober? Probably now, I'm not saying you have to give me all yours.
Yeah,
but like everybody's got a little less.
Because you know I don't gamble. I'll be bucking. But other than that, no. I usually have some all in me when I'm, because I think that's why I need to.
Probably people listening that have never golfed sober.
Raise his hand.
Randy never golfed sober.
Yeah,
there you go. I golfed in high school.
Why would I? why would I? Yeah, I'm golfing. I don't gamble. Usually, I don't gamble the day. I don't like to gamble day gamble, and so
you only like the night gamble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like night gamble. Yeah, I got to get out the casino. I can't sit in the casino all day.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to get up out of here, man.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I don't know. I didn't put anything down. I was talking with my buddy yesterday that there's a couple games we like today.
Yeah, man, but I mean, the brackets.
It's hard not to.
The
you
brackets
know?
Are locked. So
yeah,
for all of
locked
you.
Locked in.
So for all of you filling out your bracketed pencils and then trying to be slick and erase them, stop it.
Yeah, come on.
Stop it. All right.
Don't be a bracket cheater.
Put it in pen.
Write it
and go
pen,
about your business.
Say it with your chest. Or do it on the internet. You know what I mean? Then the internet will keep it for you.
This doesn't seem like it's too taxing to do that.
It's too what?
Too taxing to do the bracket on. I like writing everything down. You know me.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, but it's way easier to do it on the website.
I don't think it is. I think it's more easy to write it down.
Just click a thing.
But I might be going past it. You got to get the mouse lined up and everything.
That is true. It's pretty hard to line the mouse up.
Yeah, I got to get the mouse.
What I like about it is because I kept adjusting mine all the way up until noon.
Right.
Like I had Michigan State go into the Sweet 16 until you talked me out of it earlier in the show by talking yourself into it. And I was like, yeah, no, you're right. I'm going with Marquette. I'm taking Marquette to get past him. All right, so who's your Final Four? Who's your champion?
My Final Four, I got UNC, North Carolina,
coming out the South.
I think they're going to go on a run, baby.
That's great.
I got North Carolina coming out the South. I have Florida coming out the West, Tennessee. Because you know I'm riding Clemson. I'm going to ride Clemson all the way until the round of 8, and then I think Tennessee beats them. All right, and I can't change it because I wanted to change it. And then I have Bama Duke, and then I got Duke winning that one. I got Florida Duke in the national championship, and I got that team down there winning it.
You got the Gators winning the championship.
Man.
That must mean you really believe it's going to happen because I know you don't want that to happen.
I don't want that to happen.
I got Duke, Tennessee, Auburn, and Florida.
Okay.
So three SEC schools. I also switched back to Florida today, too. I had gone with my heart, had taken Patino all the way to the Final Four, and maybe he will.
I think a lot of people are thinking with their heart about.
Yeah,
now,
definitely.
Now, St. John's, don't get me wrong, St. John's, they're good, they're rugged, you know, and they just get into offensive ruts.
Yeah, they're not a great offensive team. Florida obviously is. Duke obviously is, and that would be kind of interesting too, just because you know those are teams that have done it and done it recently, but not with these coaches.
Yeah,
like John Shire.
Right.
This is his first would be his first championship if he won there, but he's only been the coach there for a couple of years, and then obviously Florida with their new coach Bruce Pearl has had some really good teams, but he's never won a championship.
Kevin Sampson, he's right.
Kelvin Sampson's never
really
won a championship.
Team. Really good team.
Rick Barnes at Tennessee. I thought he had made a Final Four. He's never even made a Final Four. He's made a few Elite Eights.
He's one of those coaches that's got to get over. Because, I mean, he's always had good – going back to Texas, he's had good teams. Good teams in Tennessee. Can he get over? People are – we talked about this Monday, I think it was. People are waiting for him in Tennessee to wet the bed because it seems like that's what his teams do.
Because he's had, like, all-time great players
really
on some of the teams that
really
he's had. I mean, he had Kevin Durant at Texas all those years ago, and I don't even think they made it past the Sweet 16. He made the Elite Eight a couple times there. He did make the Elite Eight a couple years ago at Tennessee as well, so he has done that in his time at Tennessee. But, we talked a little bit about it yesterday. Some new faces to the party for sure, and if Duke wins with Shire as their head coach, that would be, that would be a new face.
Yeah.
Does it make Duke a little bit more likable that Coach K's not their coach anymore? I heard some people talking about this week. Because
we did this
with Notre Dame, right?
We did.
Because Notre Dame has – I feel differently about them because I like Marcus Freeman.
Never.
I thought you were feeling like that.
No, I said I like him.
Okay.
Yeah, I like
got
him.
It.
I can't do that brand.
Oh, and they beat Georgia,
yeah,
too.
But the Duke thing, I can never go over. I can never go over there.
I hate him like I did.
And you know why? You know why.
Yeah, I know why.
Yeah, you know why. Right?
It doesn't have anything to do with Coach K.
Yeah, you know why.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm with you.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, you know why I don't like that.
I still hate him, too.
Yeah, like
it's just nice to see. You don't have to look over to the sideline and see Krzyzewski's tiny little mouth.
And that little nose.
Little nose. Yeah. Bad face, you know?
Little mouth.
Not that I like. He has tiny mouth.
I never ever paid attention to it.
Yeah, I think he can only eat carrots the long way. can't eat a sandwich. The man's never eaten a burger in his life. Just long, cylindrical foods like hot dogs. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's NCAA tourney, and it's a spring day in Georgia. Damn, boys, it's been so long since you played this, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I can't come off top no more, Andy.
Sure you can.
It's come off the dome, man.
That wasn't bad.
Off the dome.
The things you said were true. It is the NCAA tournament, and spring is upon us.
No, Bo did that because he's mad at me because I saw that, you know, A.J. Smith-Shawver is going today, and Rafael Iglesias also, so, might be an L today for the break.
Spencer Schwellenbach was very good yesterday.
But I wish I could find this quote that I just saw. I was telling Bo and you about this quote I saw. Somebody, I guess, media availability with Schnick, he was talking about Arcia. And basically he's like, I don't judge what's going on now.
Yep.
I'm going to wait until next week to start judging.
Nobody has the back of his guys.
Nobody.
Like Schnick has the back of his guys.
Nobody.
Like, everybody needs somebody in their life to have their back the way that Snit has his players, especially the ones that aren't doing well.
Yes.
Like, because obviously he's got all the good guys' backs. Really, you got somebody who's out there just not being able to do their job. And Snit's like, well, yeah, you know, I mean, baseball's a hard game. You know, it's 162 of them.
Yeah.
So you got it's more to it than just hitting, too. You got to play defense.
He hit the ball hard. It came off his bat. I know it went into the shortstop's glove. But
you know, you got to think about, too, you know, clubhouse guy.
Yeah.
Players really like him. You know, you can't put a price tag on that. Can't put a batting average on vibes, Randy.
Oh, my goodness. but he'll have
you feeling 1,000 on vibes.
You know what, man? Schnitt did say that he was going to come around, man.
He did, yeah.
It ain't happened yet.
Hasn't happened yet.
But
he might.
He might.
He might. You never know. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We are broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We'll be at Hooters in Kennesaw tomorrow as well for more tournament action. One fun thing about places like this, like sports bars on tournament day, is people show up to watch your team.
A lot of dogs.
There's a lot of dogs fans in here for sure. A lot of Georgia G's in here. Saw a UConn hat.
Yeah, just talked to him. We met him. We were up here for a St. Patrick's Day or something.
Okay.
And we met him. He showed me a picture that we took St. Patrick's
Day
with them up here. So,
not surprising we might not remember that.
Yeah. So, we were up here on St. Patrick's Day. I'm assuming because I had a green T-shirt on and he had one on too.
Okay.
So I'm just assuming it was St. Patrick's Day.
I got my Washington shirt on, even though they're not playing today, but in spirit.
Represent,
rooting
baby.
Hard for Georgia.
But the women's team is in.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
we got Columbia.
Yeah, okay.
I think we can handle an Ivy League school.
I was thinking about that, too. Maybe.
Columbia's good.
They're
in, like, every year.
You did some research, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw it on the ticker. It's the fourth straight year they've had 20 wins. Washington only had 19, so I don't know. It's also an 11 versus an 11, so I think it's the first four, so it's going to be a tough matchup.
I saw that the new coach that's going to NC State, that's the guy from McNeese State, right?
That's right.
They're in the tournament.
They are.
They're in the tournament, right?
Yes, they are.
Okay, I was just checking about
and
that.
And they play today against Clemson, so there's some wonder about where his head's at.
Yeah, okay. All right, just check. I was like, hold on, that's weird.
Yeah.
But, hey, it's a better job.
It's a better job.
Yeah, I mean,
he had to take it when he took it so he could get it.
Yeah, man, so.
Hey, one last hurrah.
All right. I mean, he said he talked to his players before, let them know what was going down and everything. But and then I saw, we talked about, I know we got to get the bow. We saw the guy who we talked about, the West Virginia coach going to Indiana.
Yeah.
His son plays for him.
Right.
And his son's sitting out.
Right.
So he got hurt or his dad.
Something.
His dad. Leave
something like that.
Oh, okay. Just
saying. So, yeah. And then we were watching Creighton, and I was like, because remember Doug McDermott went there. They had that run. His dad's the coach. Still the coach there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Dougie
McBuckets.
Dougie McBuckets, baby.
Freaking great nickname. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Dougie McBuckets. And a great Sports Illustrated cover. Remember him with the cheerleaders?
Yeah. I think he's still in the league somewhere. Chicago, maybe? I don't know. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
All right, fellas. I got to give a special shout-out here to Coach Justin and the team, the ladies over at Peachtree Ridge, who gave us a game last night.
Whoa.
Why are we
That's the enemy, Bo.
What's that?
We don't shout out other radio shows. They're the enemy,
Bo. It's not really the same, is it?
Justin and his wonderful little team, they're the enemies.
Well, they were the enemy last night, but then, you know, we can agree to get along. Look, so we have a couple of parks.
I was like,
actually,
I've never seen this guy again, Randy. Coach against this guy again.
Well, look, we have a couple of parks that we're very friendly with, that we consider, you know, like, you know, kind of the same family parks. Then we have parks that are like, come in, they're mean, the kids don't high five, they have attitudes. Peachtree Ridge ones? Has always been one of those parks that we've really gotten along with. So,
okay.
Shout out to Coach Justin them. Well, look.
Hold on, dog.
Who are the bad ones?
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Tell you
hold on, Bo.
What's up,
Bo? Now you coach your beautiful, wonderful baby girl Olivia's baseball softball team, right? What park do you go to where they got some thuggish ass little girls your child age you don't want to high five?
Yeah, that's what I
want. I'm not going to say those over radio.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Again, got to coach against them.
Yeah, but look, there are girls out there that have such bad sportsmanship that I think that it has to be taught.
Of course.
Please
of course,
don't coach
yeah,
your
absolutely.
That way.
Of course it is. But what you going to tell little Libby before she go over there? Don't shake the girl's hand?
No, dude. Well, we have so girls foul. That will come through there huffing and puffing, not shaking hands. Some of them don't even go through the little handshake line. Oh, yeah, man.
That's just bad parenting.
That's just bad parenting.
It really is.
Bad
parenting. Or coaching or
bad
whatever.
Bad parenting. Bad parenting.
But, yeah, so this Peachtree Ridge team took us. They went blow for blow. Both teams scored one run in the first, three runs in the second, and then we only went three innings. We scored the two in the bottom of the second. Juice Johnson only pitches one inning last night because we have four games in 3 days over the next couple. She goes one inning, one strikeout, two walks, zero hits allowed.
Still no hits.
So
baby.
That extends the streak to seven innings pitched with zero hits allowed by one Juice Johnson.
And then, if we get to nine, do we call it a full no-hitter?
I think
we have
to, right?
Okay, yeah. Sure,
well,
sure,
actually, so you know what? Speaking of that, women's softball only goes seven innings, so she's effectively pitched a complete no-hitter already.
So it's a no-hitter now then?
Yeah.
Fine with me.
Beyond that, it's just a no-hitter streak.
Yeah.
Which would be pretty cool. Cool. Special shout-out also to Coach Justin's daughter. I didn't get her name. Her number's 15. We had a little – it was a bang-bang play at the plate. She fell backwards kind of awkwardly on her wrist. Left the game, put some ice on it. She was, you know, we could tell it was hurting. Came back in the next inning. We were thinking the wrist might be broken or something like that. By the way, my teammates or my girls were saying they were closer. By the way that they were saying it happened, how she, like, fell on it weirdly, like, bent it the way it's not supposed to be bent. Came back in the next inning, jumped back out at shortstop, stayed in the game. Love to see it.
Gamer.
So, speaking of families, beyond the Braves, the latest edition, I think this is episode 4, has come out. And here is Chris Sale talking about baseball has always been his sport. And if any of us that have ever coached our kids, and all four of us on the show, well, not Abe, but, you know, Chipper does stuff, all of us can relate to this. And this is truly what we want to get out of coaching our kids. And hopefully they make it to this level and remember those things.
This was the game I always wanted to play. I played other sports as a kid, but baseball was always the one. I never turned it down. I played every season. It was something, especially now that I have sons. You know, I was in the backyard with my kids just yesterday. We're playing catch. My kids are pitching to me. We're throwing the wiffle ball. We're hitting. And that was something I did with my dad, and that was, you know, a bond that I had with my dad as a you know, young boy growing into a teenager, into a man. You know, even my first few years in the big leagues, my first game of catch in the offseason was with my dad, still.
Wholesome stuff there by Chris Hill.
Oh, dude. It's,
you love it.
It's awesome, dude.
You love it.
Yeah, kids get home. Hey, let's go toss the ball every day. Every day.
I just want those
white
memories.
Clockwork.
You know, like I want in 30 years for Olivia and the girls that I coach, for that matter, to just remember these days. You know what I mean?
You'd be amazed. You know this, Bo, because you've been coaching your baby's team for so long. They're always going to remember that. They will always remember, you know, because, you know, it's hard not to love Bo. I mean, if you're around him, everybody knows how we feel about him. But, yeah, always a great thing when you can impact young people.
I was thinking about this the other day because they're you know, they're both getting, like, different interests. They're both young, 4-1 and all that. But Jack just loves anything related to throwing a ball, hitting the ball, whatever. He's getting interested in hitting the golf ball in the backyard. Everything's ball, by the way.
Yes.
Anytime he sees a basketball hoop or a ball of anything, ball. He slept with the golf ball in the crib the other night. Like, he wouldn't let me take it from him when I was putting him down, to the point where I was like, is that a choking hazard? I was like, no, I don't think it'll fit in his mouth. But he's obsessed with it. And I was thinking to myself, like, I've played a lot of rounds of golf, less rounds lately than when I was younger, but still a lot. And I don't know who the person is that I've played the most rounds with.
Right.
Maybe my friend Jackson, my buddy Nick, and I used to play a lot back in the day. I don't know. But how cool would it be if in, like, 30 years, I can know for sure that the person that I played the most rounds of golf with in my life was him and her. Because they might, and again, no pressure. If they want to do it, there's a little pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
But if they want to do it, great. But because that's what golf can do. Like, because I can, I'll be playing until, you know, who knows?
You're going to play a lot longer now that you stop breaking golf club and stuff, taking it
so
serious.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I plan on living to be 107.
There we go.
I shoot my age and all that. But, yeah, no, I was daydreaming about that the other day.
So, speaking of Chris Sale is among a group of six major leaguers, and they are the six 2024 award winners who are going to be given a gold MLB logo patch for the back of their jerseys. And only the MLB logo on the back of the jersey. He's going to wear it all season. So the MVPs, Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge, the two Cy Young Award winners, Chris Sale and Tarik Skubal, and the two Rookie of the Years, Paul Skeens and Luis Gill, will all have this gold patch on the back of their jerseys the entire season.
Then 10
of those jerseys from each player will be authenticated, and the patches are going to be taken off and put onto a baseball card that will be released at the end of the MLB season.
Oh, wow. So
pretty
you can
cool
find
stuff.
That in a pack?
Yeah, they will be pullable in packs.
Cool.
Oh, nice.
Speaking
awesome.
Of pullable in packs, there are 9 hours and 6 minutes left until extended bidding begins, and I'm not sure what extended bidding means. But we were stuck for 5 or 6 days, almost a week, on $550,000 for the Paul Skeens 1-of-1. We are now up to 60 bids. The top bid is $750,000 with nine hours left. So
that's
I guess
more
the
than
question,
Paul Skeens going to make this year.
I know.
Yeah, well, he'll make 800. Okay. He'll make 800.
Oh, 800. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're almost there. One more bid, I think. I would imagine the you know, you can't bid with any less than like 50 grand. I think we're one bid away from that card costing more than Paul Skeens' entire salary for the season. Yeah.
He'll get more than that someday.
Get out there, rich people.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
from them, though.
Oh, no. If I'm his agent, I'm like, hey, dog.
Yeah.
Cut him loose.
Dude, he's going to be winning arbitration against them for years.
Yeah.
And then they're finally going to not sign him.
And they don't want to pay it, so get him out of here.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I'm with
Dodgers,
that.
Yankees, maybe Braves. Padres, maybe Braves.
Braves.
Let's go.
Braves. Is that it? All right, my bad. I was like, what's next? Nothing.
No, I got lots of stuff. We're just out of time.
I know you do. I just wasn't looking at the clock. I was just enjoying the conversation. We'll take a break. We'll come back and tell you the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. The NCAA tournament is underway. Get you updated on how all the early games are going as well right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.